pre-screen their contestants and to give them the answers, and how they ever could deceive the American public, what a horrible thing. And the producer of the quiz show, as played by David Paymer, I think, in the movie, says it never was about anybody winning or losing, and never really was about the integrity of that particular process. It was always about people wanting to just watch the money. People just turn on these shows to watch the money. They want to see the money, and the bigger the money, the more interesting the show. So it's a beautiful and simple format. I said, Jeopardy's a cool show, but what's the most amount of bread they lay out on Jeopardy? What, like 20 G's? Once a week show? And they got the $10,000 pyramid. These shows were not, you know, you weren't playing for enough cash, man. And Jeopardy was like the big quiz show at night. Wheel of Fortune, how much bread can you win on Wheel of Fortune? I got to be honest with you, I haven't. Jeopardy, I've watched plenty of Jeopardies. Wheel of Fortune, I don't think I've gotten through one Wheel of Fortune. Because the spin in the wheel and the audio, yeah, no, they bug me. How much bread, hey, Mike, how much bread tops has somebody won on Wheel of Fortune? The hell is that show? Are we talking 50 grand or something? 20 grand, 30 grand tops, right? I don't read lips, brother. 20 G's, and then prizes that they maybe amount to another 20 grand. That's it. Why don't I mention Kiss on the air? Because David hates it when I mention Deez's show. What's Deez doing? Ain't he giving away 2 million? Rick Deez in the morning, baby. I think he is, by the way. But anyway, so that's the key. Give away a lot of bread. Give away a nice, big, fat bunch of cash. How can you not get people watching the show? Seems simple enough to me, anyway. And then you throw in that really cool Jeopardy format. Not that they're doing the question as an answer, but you know, they're asking interesting questions, I guess. I haven't seen the show. I wish to God I could get home early enough. I wish. There's so many things that I wish. I wish, and I love Carell and Andrew, but I really wish that I'd gotten the afternoon drive show here. I'd be home watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now. Or one of the warm-up acts. I wish Rush would retire. I could do that show. I wish so many things that I want. We can't watch the show, man. And I ain't seeing Greed either. But they're all about a whole stack of cash. Who wants to win Ben Stein's money? Is that guy giving away big change? What's he giving away? Not much.
Buonasera, vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Good evening, welcome to the Phil Henry Show here. Our number, of course, is 1-800-449-8686. And tonight, we're going to be reviewing Al Pacino's best yelling scenes. Now, you've all seen an Al Pacino movie or two, and in each one of his films, the tremendous actor that he is, he yells a lot. And tonight on our program, we're going to be talking about some of the great scenes that Al Pacino's appeared in, where he yells and screams and jumps up and down. Again, the tremendous actor that he is, Academy Award-winning actor that he is, Shakespearean-trained actor that he is, a stage actor, he does a fair number of films where he just screams and yells. And we're going to be reviewing some of those scenes tonight. If you have an idea as to which, as you know, I was talking to you guys about The Insider, the film that I saw on Saturday, the film that changed my life, the film that got me to quit smoking, the film that has put me, going on day five, put me into the pits of everlasting hell. The pits of everlasting Hades, man, giving up those cigarettes. So my life's been consumed by that for the last 5 days. And because my life's been consumed by that for the last 5 days, as long as you're listening to the show, your life's going to be consumed by that for the next 5 days, the next 5 years. Because all I can think about is having a cigarette. All I can dream about is puffing on a weed. And I know I'm going to be having one of those dreams real soon where I, like, smoke a whole pack of cigarettes at once. Because every waking minute I spend these days, I want a big, fat stick of tobacco. I'm talking to a friend of mine today. He says, well, I quit smoking, Phil, 20 years ago, and I smoke cigars. I smoke a cigar, man. I'm going to go right back to the weeds. What are you talking about? I read something one where the Neil Armstrong, who was the guy that landed on the moon, he smokes one cigar a month. I thought, God, man, I'd love to be able to do that. One cigar a month. All right, we already got a caller here, 1-800-449-8686. Now, what do I mean by the great yelling scenes? Well, let's take, for instance, The Godfather Part II. And in that movie, Al Pacino is the Godfather, Michael Corleone. Frankie Pantangeli comes to his house. Other way around. Michael Corleone goes to Frankie Pantangeli's house and he says, did you hear about what happened in my home? He says, Michael, in my home! In my bedroom, where my wife sleeps, where my children play with their toys, in my home. That was the one real explosive moment and I think that's the only really explosive yelling scene in Godfather 2. But then you move on to Heat. And he's got that great scene where he says to the guy who's in his house, you know the one I'm talking about, Mike? He plays a cop, and he comes to where his wife lives, and he sees this cat in his house who's sleeping with his wife. He says, you can F my wife. You can sit on my couch if you want to. You can eat my food. But you may not watch my television set. And he takes the TV set out, puts it in his car, drives down the street, and kicks it out into the street. I'm not even doing it justice. I got to do it. The thing says, you can have my wife. You can even eat my food. But you will not watch my television set. And then there's the brief scene in Carlito's Way, where he finds himself locked in a bathroom in a pool hall. Oh, yeah, she's got a great ass. Is that from Heat? Yeah. She's got a great ass! What is it with that? Good old... She's got a great... Why? Because she's got a great ass! God, man, that's what I call a stage actor. That's projection. So what was the other one? Carlito's Way, where he's in the bathroom there, the pool hall. The guys have just slit the throat of his nephew. It's a horrible scene. He feels that he's breathed his last. He doesn't have a bullet in the gun. He makes like he's reloading the gun. I'm reloaded! You think you're big time? You're gonna have to die big time! You ready? Here comes the pain! That's beautiful. That's Carlito's Way. A film that I cannot recommend enough. You got to see that. Sean Penn, Al Pacino, Penelope Ann Miller. Who else is in that flick? It's just great. It's a great flick. It's a... who's the guy that did the... who's the guy? Brian De Palma did it. 1-800-449-8686. Here's San Diego. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, another great Pacino flick with one of the greatest scenes in all the movies, but particularly one of his best shouting scenes.
Are you a doctor?
Huh?
Are you a doctor?
I sure am.
You called last night, you putz.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Is that wrong?
See ya. I can't stand these guys giving me 18 calls in one week, you know? That San Diego caller is chronic. It's okay, he's a nice guy. Just, you know, hold it down to about 12 calls a night, and that'll be nice. 1-800-449, can't do that. Although I think I screened that call last night, Mike. So while I wait for you to put this call up, 1-800-449-8686, Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, yeah, you forgot about Scarface.
Well, I didn't see that movie.
Oh,
well, geez, I got to see Scarface, huh? Let's see Scarface. That's one of the worst movies that he ever did.
At least
that's what people tell me.
Oh, you have to see it for yourself. You can't go by what people tell you.
Well, let me tell you something. I saw a little bit of Scarface, and that Cuban accent that he does is the worst I think I've ever heard.
Well, you got to see it. That's one of the great lines, the great yelling, where he's telling the guy, say hello to my little friend. He's high off coke and everything.
Who's his little friend?
It's a grenade launcher.
Okay, so say it the way Pacino would say it. I want to get the feel of this. I want to get the force of this.
I can't say it how he says it, but it's kind of like...
Say it the way Pacino says it.
Hello to my little friend.
Nah, it sucks.
Well, I
don't want to see that movie now. Based upon that read that you gave it, it blows. San Francisco, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yeah, Phil, Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
Yeah, great movie,
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And he goes in and says, who ever said you could work with men? You are here to help us, not to F us up.
Not to F us up.
What?
Who ever said you could work with men?
You company man. You ferry.
That was beautiful. He's reading Spacey the Riot Act, not knowing that Spacey's about to lay it on the machine. Levine
exactly.
The machine, yeah. Glengarry Glenn Ross. That's another great movie that he did. And that whole bit about Vishnu coming down and I can't work with these leads. Vishnu could come down from heaven. Give me the new leads. I can't work with these leads. All right, man.
Right.
Whoever said you could work with men? Perfect.
Yeah.
Whoever said you could work? It's kind of there's a little bit of a buck tooth thing going on with Alpin. No, it's not buck teeth. What is it? It's a lisp. It's whoever said your dirty lips, you need a bath. Okay, 1-800, who knows what it is we're talking about here. I think I got a topic, I'm not sure. I think it's Al Pacino yelling scenes, that's what it is. 1-800-449-8686. Let's not forget Dick Tracy, let's not forget Dog Day Afternoon. I couldn't think of one from Dog Day Afternoon except him standing out in front of the bank going, Attica, Attica, which that doesn't qualify as a really cool yelling scene. Serpico, man, he's got that one where he busts that drug dealer, but I can't remember what he said in that. Scent of a Woman, that flamethrower thing. Which the guy was going to mention, but he was chronic, so we hung up on him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Show 1-800-449-8686. Desperately trying to forget my need for cigarettes, reaching desperately for anything to talk about, anything to do. We've settled on Al Pacino and the fact that he screams and yells in a lot of his movies and some of his best yelling scenes while I sit here and suck on a bear claw that I got out of one of the vending machines not 20, 30 feet away. And I have to ask myself, how sad is it for my engineer Mike Crozier to look across the console at me knowing that once upon a time he used to look at a man who'd go down and have himself a smoke during the news breaks, but now even while I'm on the air, even while I'm sitting here talking to you fine people, I got half a bear claw in my hand from Haas out of the machine. But I got a nice big leather chair which will support my big fat girth. You know, it was perfect. I got a bear claw and a big leather chair now, where once I used to be a nice slender 240 with those big fat Viceroy cigarettes. Now I got a bear claw and a leather chair. All I need is one of those bald cats sitting in my lap. Mr. Bigglesworth, gentlemen, I bid you adieu. So what was the thing from Mike? How's it going? Set up a woman. He says, if I was half the man that I... Something about it. If I was half the man that I am today, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Right? I'd take a flamethrower. If I was half the man I used to be, I'd take a flamethrower. There's a little bit of a spittle thing going with the great Al Pacino. Mill Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Did we just come on the air up there?
I get you on KFI.
Okay.
When the sun goes down.
I thought we had KSRO up there, but I could be wrong.
I haven't found you up here yet.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Great. May I help you with something, dear?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my favorite Al Pacino
screaming scene. Yeah, okay.
It's in the movie Sea of Love with Ellen Barkin.
God, I didn't see that. Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah.
She is being stalked by her ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And she falls in love with Al Pacino, but she doesn't know he's a cop.
Right.
When she figures out he's a cop, she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. But then when her ex-husband starts stalking her too badly, she calls him up, and he goes up to her apartment, and he gets into this great screaming scene with her saying, you didn't want to have anything to do with me when you didn't need me, but when you need a cop... I'm everybody's daddy. I'm your daddy taking care of you.
But he's screaming it. He's probably doing it like, I'm everybody's daddy.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about? I'm everybody's daddy.
Exactly.
just like in The Insider on Saturday, I'm watching this movie. He doesn't scream, but he's getting real close to it. Are we journalists? Yes. Do we do news? Yes. When a source comes to us with a news story, do we listen to him? Yes. When it comes time to report it on TV, do we report it? No. Kind of like that.
Exactly.
How do you like my Al Pacino? I'm doing it for you, honey. I'm doing it for you, ma'am, because I know it's tough to scream and yell on a telephone unless you've been sucking down bear claws like me for the last 3 hours. So I'm doing it for you.
I haven't been doing that.
All right. Well, you sound like you're in shape up in Mill Valley. You guys eat a lot of seven-grain sprouted?
No.
Do you go to any kind of some sort of aromatherapy?
No.
Really?
There's like a lot of tantra up here.
There's a lot of tantra happening up there.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
Okay. That means sex, by the way, Mike. Thank you very much for your call tonight.
Okay.
A lot of folks up there. Mill Valley, California. There's a lot of that aromatherapy that goes on up there. There's a lot of seven-grain sprouted bread. There's a lot of, I don't know, you know, chi. There's just a lot of chi happening, man. Don't ever go up there and screw around, because the chi is going to lay you out. There's an awful lot of homeopath. There's a lot of bike path. There's a lot of walking path, Jack. There's just places to go, people to see, and things to do. It's fun! Tucson, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, my battery is about to go dead.
I'm sorry about that, pal. Go ahead.
The all-time best scene of Al Pacino from a lawyer's point of view is in Justice for All, the
right.
courtroom scene.
Yeah.
You're out of order. I'm out of order. Everybody's out of order. It's just a berserk scene.
You're out of order. He's out of order. Everybody's out of order.
Right.
Right, like that?
Yeah.
Everybody's out of order.
Great scene. Every attorney would love to have that chance at once in their life, I think.
Am I right or am I wrong? Al does a lot of yelling in his movies.
He certainly does.
Okay, pal.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. See you later. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
One of my favorite Al Pacino movies has got to be The Devil's Advocate.
Didn't see that one either.
Oh, it's great.
You know why? I avoided a Keanu Reeves. I just, like a crucifix, man to a vampire. I just turned and just repelled me from the theater.
Yeah, but he saves the whole movie. He's got this great scene in the end where I don't know if this is going to ruin the movie for you.
No, go ahead, man.
But he's the devil.
Right.
It turns out that Keanu Reeves is, in fact, his son.
Right.
And they're both lawyers. And he's trying to reveal to Keanu Reeves why God's wrong and why he's such a bad guy. And basically he says, God sets the rules in opposition. Don't touch. Touch.
No, wait, say it again. Your car phone broke up. Say it again.
I'm sorry. He says it's God's celestial joke, basically. He's like, God sets the rules in opposition. He says, look, but don't touch. But don't taste. Taste, but don't swallow. And I think it's a great scene.
Taste, but don't swallow?
Yeah, exactly.
Taste, but don't swallow!
It's hilarious. It's a great movie.
How many times have you heard that in life, though?
What's that?
How many times have you heard that echoing from one apartment to another?
Taste, but don't swallow!
Huh? It happens. Thank you. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
God bless. Taste, but don't swallow! Taste! Will you close your window, Ed? Yo, Ed! Close the window! Taste, but don't swallow! Al Pacino for Ovaltine. Taste, but don't swallow! Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Did we mention heat? You can screw my wife. You can even eat my food. But you will not watch my television set. We got, I don't know, the other ones. I mentioned Carlito's Way and Dick Tracy. And when he's just looking at Warren Beatty and Dick Tracy plays Big Boy Caprice, and he's looking at Dick Tracy, and he simply says with great frustration and great anger, you dumb, stupid cop. That was good, too. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Miami, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Hey, man, we miss you. We love you.
You miss me.
Great scene from Serpico, which is basically a true story. You know that.
Yeah, I know it because it was, you know, part of my life. Right.
It was part of all of our lives.
Sure.
Back in like 72, 73.
Yeah, I was busted by Serpico.
No. Come
sure,
on.
Sure, yeah.
Phil, no, that was Margaret's brother was busted by Serpico.
This sure is Miami. Just
How
get to
you?
The point.
All right, no, I'm getting to the point. Serpico busts through the door. He's being set up towards the end of the movie.
Uh-huh.
He busts through the door. You know, they don't have one of those big battering rams, but he busts through the door, and all of a sudden he yells and screams, God damn it, clear the room! And he gets shot in the face. And the next thing you know, he's in Sweden.
He doesn't do that in the movie.
Huh?
He doesn't do that in Serpico.
He doesn't get shot in the face?
Yes, he gets shot in the face, but he doesn't say clear the room. What movie were you watching?
You know something?
Were you watching NYPD Blue?
No.
Yeah, were you watching Jimmy?
Pants down. No, what's that other show with Jimmy Smits?
Yeah, it's when you were pulling your pants down. What?
Now, wait a second.
What did I tell you about the Miami calls, you know? Hey, we really miss you, Phil. Let's call you up and really screw your show up. As if you can't bomb on your own, let's give you a little hand. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686.
この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また、通信。
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I was driving to work tonight, and I'm going through Calabasas, the 101 freeway. And this was one of the most unusual accident sites I've ever seen, because I did not see an accident. Nobody else in their automobiles could see the accident. What was happening was, I was coming southbound on the 101 into town, through Calabasas, through that whole, you know, that area out near Ventura County, right? And all the traffic going outbound out of L.A., it's packed, it's slowed down. There's an accident on their side. There's an accident on the northbound side of the 101. And all I see are like five guys standing on the side of a mountain looking down into a ravine.
That's it.
And I mean, there's like five cars pulled off the road, and five guys, and maybe one guy's got a fireman hat on, and another guy's wearing a stethoscope. They all have their hands shoved in their pockets, and they're staring way down into this canyon. And everybody, all the cars are backed up coming out of L.A. Everybody's slowing down to see what the hell is these guys looking at, and you got to stop and get out of your car to see. Which was probably one of the most infuriating accident scenes in the history of man on this planet, because most people want to be able to see the head, the decapitated head and the torso, and just keep on driving so they can have themselves a nice light dinner. A nice light ham sandwich for dinner. This one, though, you got to stop your car, get out, and look down into a ravine. God, well, I don't know, what's some guy pinned in a tractor down there or something? These guys aren't even making any effort to save anybody. They're just, oh, goddamn, look at that. Look what's down there, Bob. About five or six guys. Then another woman wanders over carrying a baby, and she's looking down. Pretty soon, it's about 50 people just looking down into this pit. So that was the fun time that I had coming to work. All right, here is Doral on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, how about that sign from, how about the part from Carlito's Way when he's talking to Gail, and he's like, "You saved my life, Gail!"
Oh, he's talking about Kleinfeld.
Yeah.
He saved my life, Gail!
That's a good scene.
That's right. Danny Kleinfeld. Not Kleinman, Kleinfeld. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Thanks.
Although he wasn't really yelling that. Here is Phoenix on the Phil Henry. Phoenix gone? Great. 1-800-449-8686. Get these bastards up fast, will you? And that lady who had called in from Downey. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You know, when I'm about to go to him, you don't want to be talking to him. You want to let me start talking to him, okay? Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No problem. Well, hold on for a minute. I want to strangle my producer. Will you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Okay, that's got it.
Did he turn blue?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he did. So what do you got?
Good. An old movie called Scarecrow.
Oh, that's a great flick with Gene Hackman.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Those two guys on the road.
You're going to have to help me because I don't remember the words, but there's the scene where Pacino finally gets fed up with Hackman. Hackman, of course, is a short fuse,
always
ready to go,
right.
Ready to rumble, ready to fight.
Right.
And there's this scene, I think it was in a bar, and Hackman was ready to go at it with this guy. Pacino just gets fed up with him, and then I think he lays into Hackman a little bit. And so Hackman changes his whole attitude, ends up doing like a ridiculous like strip tease to the jukebox.
Yeah.
You remember that scene?
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember Pacino screaming, though.
Well, he got angry at him. Didn't he lay into him a little bit there?
Okay, thanks. 1-800-449-86. I need some specific famous Al Pacino screaming texts. Some specific famous Al Pacino. Let me just find out. Hi, who are you?
Good evening, Dave.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Tennessee.
What's up, sir?
Well, scent of a woman. I'm in the dark here. I'm in the dark.
That was screaming?
Oh, yeah. He says, but think of your life, Colonel. Think of your life. And he says, what life? I'm in the dark.
I'm in the dark here. I'm in the dark. Chris O'Donnell says that to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of these days we're going to do movies, thanks, sir, where Al Pacino is not yelling. Okay, let's do the next 20 minutes where he doesn't yell. Next 20 minutes here in the hour dedicated to scenes where he whispers all of his lines, where everything just... How about movies, silent films that Al Pacino's done? How about the best movies he's done as an extra? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from, sir?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, go ahead.
Yeah, the scent of a woman scene.
We already got five of those. Which one?
The one where he says, if I was a man I was 5 years ago, I'd have taken a flamethrower to this place.
We got it. He said it just like that, too.
Oh, really?
If I was half the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. That was Van. Thanks, pal. Now, I know I realize none of us are thespians. You did a very good job. You did the best you could. Tampa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Believe it or not, Al Pacino did scream one time in one of the Godfather movies.
I know.
And want me to give that to you?
I think I know which one it is. Actually screamed twice when he's yelling at her about the abortion.
Oh, there's that one, yeah.
And then there's the in my bedroom, in my home.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do it for us.
In my bedroom, where my wife sleeps, where my children play with their toys.
In my bedroom, in my home.
Oh, yeah, my
That was great.
Well, thank you.
And you were out of character because you have a certain tenor speaking voice, but when you broke into it, you went, in my bedroom! It was great. I loved it. Thanks,
well,
pal.
Thanks.
In my bedroom! Where my wife sleeps! Where my children come to play with their toys in my home.
Thank you very much.
El Monte on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good. Godfather 2, when he gets back from Cuba, he asks Tom Kalin whether his wife had a boy or a girl.
That's right.
And he tells him, and he stalls, and he goes, can't you give me a straight answer?
Yeah, yeah. He says, was it a boy or a girl? Well, Tom, it was third trimester. Can't you give me a straight answer?
That's a beautiful scene.
Yeah, he blows the lid off the joint, man.
That's great.
The paint's coming off the walls. Al Pacino.
Thank you.
All right, now we're on a roll here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Where are you calling from, sir?
North Carolina.
Yes, sir, and your Al Pacino yelling scene?
I think I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me what movie it come off of.
I'll try.
He's walking down the street, and that car comes up to him, and he hits the car with his hand on the hood, and he's like, I'm walking here.
That's Dustin Hoffman, and that's in Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy, okay.
Yeah, remember Midnight Cowboy?
Oh, okay.
I'm walking here. Walking with John Voight.
I forgot where that come from.
That's from Midnight Cowboy with John Voight and Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, thank you.
1969. Okay, pal, go run it tonight at Blockbuster. Half off. Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Okay, let's get right to the point. So, you've already covered Son of the Woman a couple of times.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you gotten the one where he's in the bedroom and he's going to shoot himself and O'Donnell won't leave, so he starts screaming, get out of here!
No, I don't remember that. Go ahead. Is that what he does?
That's the way he screams it. Get out of here! Get out of here! He screams it like two or three times.
He's about to blow his brains out?
Yeah, that's where he's in the bedroom in the hotel, and he wants O'Donnell to leave so that he can shoot himself. And O'Donnell won't leave the room because he knows he's going to kill himself.
And he screams,
get out of here!
There you go. Now people they're coming out of their armor a little bit. They're giving us what they got. They're giving us their Al Pacino impressions. And I particularly salute that gentleman who called from, I forget which city, who did that. In my home, where my wife sleeps, where my kids play with their toys. In my home. That was a good, give me all you got, baby. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. It's from Heat, correct?
Yeah. You just said it. He's interrogating that black guy, and he's asking him for information, and he goes, give me all you got.
Yeah.
I think he says it like twice.
Now, what's that whole trip where he's singing by the time I get to Phoenix? When he's interrogating that guy?
I don't remember that one.
He says, man, I'll tell you right now, Spooky went to Phoenix. By the time I get to Phoenix, give me all you got!
Oh, okay. Just yeah. Voted at the end of that.
That
okay.
was the whole trip, yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, sir. I'd say the big votes go for Scent of a Woman so far. What's the matter? I got Mike Crozier going ape in there. He ain't never had this many phone calls on the show. I mean, Mike Schaefer. Mike Crozier's fine. Schaefer's losing it. Crozier's sitting here. He just got back from, yeah, he's playing the music. Victorville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good.
How about when he blows a gasket when Kay asks about his business? Godfather 1.
What does he say exactly?
He says, Michael, don't ask me about my business. Well, did you have her brother killed? Don't ask me about my business. And then she asks him again, and he says, don't ask me about my business.
Oh, then he screams, don't ask me about my... Yeah, I guess he blew his lid in that movie a lot.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell did we miss all of those?
No, it was great.
He was so very controlled in those films. Thanks, sir, that you figure that was the last piece of real acting he ever did. I'm kidding. I love the guy. I'm a major fan of Pacino. I don't know what it is. Is it the fact that he's Italian? Is he just the fact that he's just so damn cute? He's a hell of a talent. We all know that. But everybody jokes about the fact that he screams and yells in a lot of his movies. You know, he's yelling a lot. You dumb, stupid cop! Your dirty lips, you need a bath. Oh, yeah, well, the classic, that's in Godfather 1. In Godfather 1, he's in Sicily, he marries that Sicilian girl, and obviously they've attempted to take his father's life in New York. Now they're going to try to kill him in Sicily, but his Italian wife gets into the car. He goes, no, Apollina! Her name was Apollina, right? Apollina! No! No! Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Hello, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Phil?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm from Miami. Used to listen to you there.
Yes, sir.
It's one big scene that hasn't mentioned Scarface.
Yeah, what's the only scene out of Scarface that somebody mentioned was, the hell was it?
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend!
With a shotgun in his hand.
So how does he say it? Does he say hello to my little friend?
No, he says, say hello to my little friend.
Perfect. That's two for Scarface. I like that. Thanks, pal. Say hello to my little friend. That Cuban accent that he did in Scarface, I think, because you can read reviews of Scarface, and they'll go either way, that it was a brilliant film or that it was a smeller. I mean, it just stunk every theater was in right out. Now, I've seen it, and I think that there's some great moments, but it's tough to do that Cuban thing. He's talking about how he's going to have to pay off the Miami cops. I don't know. You know, I'm going to have to pay off for Lauderdale in Miami, for Lauderdale. It's the way that he did said Fort Lauderdale. Hell, I could do say Fort Lauderdale better than that, I think. I mean, not doing an accent, I could say Fort Lauderdale better than that. Oh, when you F with Tony Montoya, you F with the best? Is that what he says? When you F with Tony Montoya, you F with the best. Now, what was the thing he was doing? You're talking about Fort Lauderdale. I have to pay off Miami. I have to pay off Fort Lauderdale. There was something that was very awkward about it, is all I'm trying to say. And I mean, you know what? It's a very difficult thing for a guy to do. And he's attempted a lot of accents and character parts. Carlito's Way pulls off that Puerto Rican thing beautifully. But for some reason, I think the Cuban thing was tougher. Maybe he just mellowed it out for Carlito's Way. He says, I'm going to take the best of what, you know, I'm going to throw out everything I did in Scarface, start all over again, and I got Carlito's Way. Okay, Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Stay with us.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, when we talk about Al Pacino, I guess people think of Robert De Niro almost instantaneously. Maybe not, but I think people do. I have an instinct that people do because they are joined by a few things. Their appearances in the Godfather films, and the Godfather films stand as some people consider to be the finest movies ever made. Their Italian-American heritage, their New York roots, the same kind of hard-ass persona that they affect in their films and with their characters, right? And I got to tell you something. I'm a fan of both of these guys, but when I look at Al Pacino's movies, I think he's done more interesting movies than De Niro. Am I wrong? You? No? Maybe? Okay. De Niro's tried more things. You know, he's like that Mission. That was a really, that was out there. I mean, he did art or some crap, man. What does he try to do? What's the king of comedy? You know, what's that about? Why don't he play like gangsters like he do? But other than that, man, it's good stuff. About equal to you? King of Comedy was great. And I wish that De Niro had done in, what's the latest thing that he, in Analyze This, if he'd been as funny in that movie as he was in King of Comedy, now you're talking. He was pretty funny in Analyze This, but King of Comedy was hysterical. I mean, that dude was just flat funny in that movie. Now, Pacino ain't never done a comedy, has he? Oh, you mean Bobby Deerfield? Well, anyway. Okay, 1-800-55, what is it? 1-800-45, I can't read that. 1-800, I'll get back to you. El Cajon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Phil, the end of Scarface, the very end where he's getting pumped full of lead.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing there and he's high on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Shooting him and he's walking out and he's saying, I'm still standing, man. I'm still standing. And he gets shot about a million times.
That's right. That scene, the whole shootout scene at the end of Scarface is so bullcrap. It's just, it's wonderful, though. But isn't that where he also says, what does he say at the end, Mike? Oh, you F with Tony Montana? Oh. You F with the best!
And that, yeah, and that's when they shoot him, and the cops use that for a training video.
Do they really?
For people high on cocaine.
They use the end of Scarface as training video?
I don't know. Probably.
They should, man.
They
it's
should.
A beautiful thing. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Yeah. I'm still standing, man. I'm still standing. And cops use that as training footage for cats that are dusted. Like that. Santa Ana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Godfather 3 in the kitchen having a heart attack. He starts calling for the brother he murdered, Fredo, and his mother. Fredo! Come on! And he busted the whole kitchen up. There was food. There was niceness, Italian food, but he busted it up.
He busted the whole dinner and the kitchen up?
Yeah, he was flinging food and oranges and, you know, just a crazy yell.
Do that again, man. You had it perfect.
Fredo! Mama!
And he's he's remodeling his freaking kitchen during a heart attack. I love it. I love it. All right, thanks, brother.
All right, see
you. Thank you very much. Fredo! He's busting up the kitchen. Didn't he have a diabetic attack or something? In Godfather 3, he's having some diabetic thing, and he's ripping the kitchen apart in that one, too. He's having a diabetic episode with his daughter and a friend, I think, in Godfather 3, and he's tearing the whole joint apart. And it's almost as if Al Pacino himself is saying, you know, why the hell am I the only guy left doing these stinking movies? What the hell is it? Where is Duvall? Where is Brando? Where's Jimmy Caan? Where are all these people? I'm the only guy left doing this cornball. Arcadia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Here's a cult classic.
Yeah?
Okay, and a great piece of latex makeup.
Oh.
Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
There you go. There's a piece of comedy for you.
That cat was hysterical. Now, you know what? You're right. He was hysterical in that movie.
It was great. Big boy.
Yeah, big boy Caprice.
And there he goes. He's going, I want Dick Tracy dead! I want him dead! And he's spitting all over the
right.
place.
I want Dick Tracy dead? Is that the line?
I think so.
That sounds like De Niro in Untouchables. I want him dead! I want his family dead!
I think it was an homage to his friend.
Right. He was homage to his friend.
Well,
it was an homage to De Niro. No, you're right. I want Dick Tracy dead. Perfect. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, remember De Niro and with the finger pointing down? I want him dead! I want his family dead! Baseball. What is my passion? What gets my gonadals moving? Baseball. Man stands alone at the plate. What is this? A time for individual effort. But then he does some other rap, and all I know is the bat goes swinging on that guy's head, man. Home run ball. Paris on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah.
The part at the end of Devil's Advocate where he's trying to convince
Keanu Reeves to join his side.
Uh-huh.
He starts going, I am a fan of man! He starts trying to get him to join his side. He's like screaming about how God is so bad and how he's trying to mess with people.
Yeah.
And how the devil is really the guy who, you know, likes man.
Uh-huh.
So he goes, I am a fan of man!
Have you got a cold, man?
Yeah, I do. Really bad.
It sounds great, though.
Oh, is it?
It does, because there's something about a guy talking about Al Pacino sounding like this. I am a fan of Ben's!
It's great. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
I'm screwing around with you. You sound great.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Okay. What's this from Scarface? This is funny. Pasadena. Let me get to this Pasadena call, because this looks... Hi, Pasadena. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, check this out, dude. It's funny you're talking about this, because me and my buddy just bought the movie the other day, and we totally analyzed the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the end. After he blows up the door, after he says hello to my little friend,
right?
He blows up the door, and like the little smoke starts clearing, and he starts walking out, like, bang, he's yelling all this bullshit. Oh, excuse my language. So he sees his guys crawling away all riddled with bullets, and he calls one of them, you horse. He calls him a horse.
You horse? You horse!
What else could he have called him? It has to be a horse. He's crawling away like a horse.
So he calls him, you horse.
He calls him, you horse, because there's nothing. We're trying to think, no, is he saying horse? He calls the guy horse while he riddles him some more.
You whore?
He goes, no, you horse.
I don't know. It's, wow.